Hello. Welcome to Q&A with Perry A. on Living Clay, Calcium Bentonite Clay. I'm excited to have all of our listeners on today. We have something rather urgent to talk about, which is the nuclear meltdown in Japan and how it's affecting all of us. I recently wrote an article about protection from radiation exposure using calcium bentonite clay, because it's a known fact that calcium bentonite clay is a negative charge and that the radiation is a positive charge and it is absorbed. Even as much as a year after Chernobyl's meltdown, the U.S. transported, I believe it was like 1,000 tons of smectite clays, these bentonite clays, to the European world for their water supply. They fed the farm animals. They used it for human consumption, just trying to soak up all the radiation that was left even that long afterwards. So it is a serious problem. I have been out of town a while and haven't been on the TV, so I'm not really up to date with where the standings are. From my knowledge, the Pacific coast is pretty safe if you want to believe the government. That being said, you know, if a major explosion hit later today or tomorrow and one of these nuclear reactors got out of control and a big wind came, there you have it. Everything's going to change in a heartbeat. So today I want to talk to you about preparedness. Now, not only from a nuclear disaster, but just any type of preparedness, just the tsunami where the water's contaminated. How having a supply of calcium bentonite clay on hand can be very vital. We've had a rush of orders from people that are sort of panicking, and they're now getting their survival area taken care of and getting their survival amount. You know, a family of six, 4 to 6 needs quite a bit of clay. You want to take clay baths? And let's talk a little bit about radiation so we can have an idea of what we're talking about. Generally, we are all probably have about 25 reams, R-E-M-S. This is a measure, a unit measure of radiation and how much damage it has on living tissue. This is our natural state of radiation just from taking x-rays, walking through metal detectors and things of that nature that we have, and that's a safe level. There to 100 is pretty safe. Over 100, you may start getting a few signs of nausea, something like that. You're still fairly safe. You're not in the death throes. When you get in the 300s, you're getting pretty serious. You may have a loss of hair. A lot of the effects will be similar to chemo. You know, it's going to disrupt your immune system, irritate your intestinal tract. Radiation seems to kind of burn and eat the lining in the digestional tract, and that's why so many people have diarrhea and vomiting. And this is where the clay can come in handy, because it really coats it, grabs it, takes it out of the body. There being said, clay is not absorbed into the blood, so this is where your clay baths can come around. Now, let me get back to the reams, because I get sidetracked with clay very easily. Your reams in the measurement of 450 are about half the people that are exposed to that much radiation will die. And if you get in the 800s, it's a death sentence. Everybody's going to die that they're exposed to that level, and probably within 1 to 4 days. With a nuclear warhead like the atomic bomb, there is probably a 7-mile radius where the exposure is so intense. It's over 1,000 reams, and everything is destroyed, every living thing, plants. Everything just melts. It's burnt. It's melt. It just dies. It kills everything. Outside of that, this is where you get into your fallout range, and there are different degrees of radiation exposure. If I were on the continent of Japan, I would want to be taking potassium iodide, and I would want to be taking clay baths. I'd want to be drinking the clays. I would put it in my water. I would wash my vegetables with it, my foods with it. It just makes sense. And I don't know if all the people there are doing that. If they're in a certain radius, it's considered okay. But lately, the radiation levels in the water keep fluctuating. So it's in some river, lake, or access to their water. And the scary part is that it fluctuates. It goes up and comes down. So you are never quite sure. So the Japanese people are just buying bottled water, thank goodness, and taking that. So now that you have a little understanding of radiation and the degree of severity of it, we can kind of tell. Unfortunately, the public doesn't have one of these machines to get a reading to tell when we're in a safe level or not. And I have gone on and looked at survival or exposure to radiation, what the government says to do, and they will tell you to go strip your clothes off, put them in a plastic bag, put them outside, shower and wash off and scrub yourself with soap and water. Knowing clay, what I do about clay, and I think most people listening in know about clay, you know that it's going to draw radiation, that it's going to draw toxins. Why would you wash with soap and water when you can scrub down with clay? It just makes sense. Why are they not telling these people this? So my passion today is about reaching these people. I've offered through a friend, I'm trying to figure out a way to send 2 tons of clay over to Japan. And no one knows what to do with it over there. They don't even know how to accept it. And if you just shipped it over, it would probably sit somewhere and they would kick it around and put it into concrete or something. Not knowing education is the key thing. So if any of you have family there, tell them about calcium bentonite clay. Tell them about the website aboutclay.com, because the article on protecting yourself from radiation is listed there. Send that article to people that you know that might be in, live somewhere in the Pacific that might be exposed to all of this. Help me get the word out. That's what I'm trying to do, is to educate. It's exciting and scary, and we need to be prepared. And right now, I can't stress, people need to start being prepared. We're having more and more natural disasters. In Haiti, I cringed at the thought of the amputations for these people with open wounds, and they couldn't get to them and get them in the hospital quick enough, and they were just cutting off limbs. I wanted to go and put clay on them, pull out the infection, and save those limbs. But there again, there's that lack of education and knowing what to do with it. So let's all be prepared and get a little stash of clay, or a pretty big stash of clay. I'd say if you have a family of 4 to 6, your neighbors are going to be knocking. You're going to want to send to people you love. You may want to get a 5-gallon tub of clay, start saving up. And you need some large containers of water, because clay and water is what you need. But you have to have fresh water to mix it. However, there are studies done that you can put a handful of clay in some innocuous water, stir it up, let it sit a little while, and it will pull all the bad pathogens to the bottom. And you can drink the water on top. So if you're stranded and that's all you have, use some clay in the water. But get you a supply of good clay and water. Both of them will keep indefinitely. The dry powder clay will keep indefinitely. You want to keep it in a heavy plastic container or glass container without a metal lid. You don't want it touching metal. And you want it in a cool place, a nice environment. You don't want to stick it out in the garage in the heat next to your pesticides and your gas for your lawnmower, because clay will absorb those odors and it will contaminate the clay. It's that powerful. It can it can absorb. We have shipped clay places and it left with no odor at all, and yet when it got somewhere, somewhere along the way, it was stored with something where it picked up an odor. So that's how powerful it is, which is the good news for us. So get you a supply of clay, fresh water, some potassium iodine if it's a nuclear disaster that you are concerned about. So I just want to alert people of all of this. We are, at the end of this month, the Living Clay Company is sending 10% of the clay orders since this outbreak to the Red Cross for the Japanese effort. And if you know of anyone that could help get the word out, this is what I'm asking. I'm anointing you all as clay deputies to help spread the word about clay. People just don't know about it. And it's a shame. And for those of you who are tuning in and don't know what calcium bentonite clay is, your bentonites belong to the smectite family of clays. Clay is volcanic ash. It's the core of Mother Earth with all the impurities burn out, and all these minerals are fused together into a superstructured compound called clay with a very strong electromagnetic charge and a negative ionic charge. And the particles, the clays, are in layers. They're in layers like business cards. Clay has an adsorption layer around the outside, which is like Velcro, where the minerals can be thrown off and one of the bad things can be pulled on. It's looking only for a positive charged ion. It doesn't bother the good stuff. Your viruses, your fungus, your molds, your bad bacteria are all positive charge. So clay is selective in what it's looking for. Clay also, when it's mixed with water, expands. And imagine this little stack of business cards, and it begins to swell and grow and grow and grow. And the layers between are little like little cages in there, and these toxins are pulled inside. This is absorption. It's like a sponge pulling it inside, and they're captured. They can't get out. So a lot of bad bacteria is often stopped because it's pulled into the clay, and it's captured, and it dies, and it can't proliferate and breed more bacteria. And therefore, we don't have an opportunity to build up a resistance to it like you can to medicine. Medicine just overcounters it for a while, and then the bacteria learn to get stronger and find a way around the medicine. So these are some of the advantages. Is clay safe? I've never heard of anyone dying of clay. The only thing you may have is a detox reaction, a headache, lethargic, a rash, which is a sign the clay is working and it's trying to get toxins out of your body faster than your body is able to release them. Don't stop taking the clay, but back off. Take it slower and take some clay baths and help get it out of your system. It's a temporary thing as it's detoxing you. It's one of the safest natural cleanses and detoxes there is. One of the other benefits is it draws parasites. Parasites like the clay, they're drawn to the clay. They'll let go of the host wall and they get carried out of the body. When we start somebody on a detox program, we tell them to take 2 ounces of the premixed liquid clay twice a day for 14 days. And the reason being is it takes that long to get all the parasites out because they often lay eggs or just have the immature form that doesn't go to the clay that get left in the colon. So you want to keep taking it for a while. And after that, go to the maintenance level. There's no reason to stop clay. It's not addictive. You can stop any time. But why would you want to when you know on a daily basis it's grabbing toxins that we're exposed to, we're ingesting, we're breathing in, we're getting in our bodies every day, all day long. I want to sip on little clay all day long. So if you just keep a little in your system on a daily basis, you've got a good preventative there. Again, we're talking about preventative measures. I'm going to go over and check and see if we have any questions now. I do have one. It says, do you know of any special offers for clay that would help us save some money? I believe there's an offer on the Shamrock Specialist on with the About Clay Company, and you can just check with some of the different companies. A lot of them have specials on periodically. They have right now at the end of the month 15% off on your order, and 10% of your order will go to Japanese for the Red Cross relief effort. So go online and check, find a clay. You know, it's important to know your clays and get a good clay. Not all clays are different, and with this, people may just be going out bagging clay off the side of the road. Who knows what people will do in an effort to capitalize on someone else's suffering and misery. We hear about it all the time. So find a professional company. Look at the company's website. Make sure you can call and talk to a person and ask questions and get answers. See if they test the clay. Ask them if they have a quality control test by an independent lab that shows the purity of the clay, that the clay doesn't have any fecal matter, E. coli, staphylococcus, and that it meets the range for food grade with your bacteria, yeast, and molds. So, you know, ask questions. Don't just take something online because it looks like a bargain. Remember, this is your health we're talking about. And money is tight, but you're going to save money in the long run because you can eliminate a whole lot of things on your medicine cabinet. And I've known people that have completely gotten off their medicines, blood pressure, cholesterol, different things like that. If you'll monitor it and check and see, you'll probably find the clay has done quite a bit of difference. All your anti-acid medicines, you don't need them anymore. The purple pill, how much would you save if you weren't taking prescriptions for the purple pill? And I had a friend the other day that had a horrible, terrific migraine headache coming on, and she stopped and took a clay bath, and she said 10 minutes into her clay bath, her headache was gone. Now, I never would have told you to take a clay bath for a migraine headache. I would have said put a poultice over your head, the area that's hurting, you know, put it over your sinuses, things like that. Drank a little and sip on it, but it wouldn't occur to me that a clay bath would relax the muscles of the body enough to keep the flow of energy going to relieve a migraine headache. So, you know, tell us your wins. Tell us your successes. Let us know what's going on, because that's how we all learn about this. And we do appreciate that. So, yes, check around on the web and find what works for you. Where do we get potassium iodide? Well, you can buy that at the local grocery store, the drug store, if they're not out. I'm sure you can Google it in online and find a lot of places to pick it up. Unfortunately, we don't supply anything but clay and some cosmeceuticals. How does the pascalite clay differ from calcium bentonite? The pascalite clay is a little coarser, a little grittier, a little grainier. It has some specks in it. I don't know about the purity of it if they laboratory test it. It's also a smectite clay and a calcium bentonite, and it's a good type of clay. I just don't know about taking it internally. The people there are very nice when you answer the phone, but they don't have a whole lot of information to give. You know, try it and see what works for you. I know their directions say take a very small amount. Their directions say take a fourth of a teaspoon of clay. So I don't know why they limit that. Most of them say take a teaspoon of clay and water. And, of course, we pre-mix the clay, and we recommend making a large quantity and just drinking from that where you don't have to stir it, let it settle. And when you mix some of these, just by putting a spoonful of clay in a glass, you want to use plastic or wood to stir it. It's going to stick. It's going to have to sit for a long time to dissolve the clay and get it in a solution where the clay water is all emulsified. I find shaking it will do it real quickly, but you need to put it in something you can shake. And remember, non-metal, wood, or plastic. If you can shake it good, it should go into emulsion. Some will settle out in the bottom, and you can just, when you get to the bottom, add a little water, shake it up, and go water your plants. They love it. All clays are different from each other in their mineral composition, and how they work depends on that mineral composition, and no one has ever been able to figure out exactly what ratio each of the minerals need to be in to be the perfect clay. We just haven't gotten there yet. But thank you, Janet, for that question. Vicki Walters in Biloxi, how much clay water should we take each day to protect ourselves from possible radiation? Vicki, I would drink 2 ounces of the premixed liquid 3 times a day, or take a smaller amount and just sip on it all day long. Go by and take a little sip now and then, because if we're outside and exposed to it, exposed to any radiation, you want to keep the clay in your system to grab anything. So just taking it morning and night, personally, common sense tells me I'd rather take an amount and take little sips all during the day to keep it active in my system. So kind of use common sense with clay and you'll be fine. Let me go back and see if we have more questions. Well, those are all good questions. We appreciate them. The article that's on aboutclay.com is, you know, free if you want to go and download it and send it to people that you know and help get the word out. This is just a very tricky situation. No one knows. I believe if you're in the middle of the U.S. or on the Atlantic coast, we don't have anything much to worry about. By the time the fallout gets here, it should be very, very light. There again, that being said, we haven't had an all-out meltdown yet and a big puff of wind coming our way. So get your survival needs taken care of. Get you some potassium iodine tablets. Get you some clay to keep on hand and plenty of water. You want drinking water and water to mix the clay with. Clay works internally and externally, and that's why we say take a clay bath, too. Right now, with what they're saying about the California coastline, the Pacific coastline, that there's not a danger, I would still want to take a clay bath at least once a week, and I would want to drink the clay every day, just preventative. I would wash my vegetables in clay. If I have a garden, I would get a gallon sprayer, one that's not been used with chemicals or pesticides. It doesn't have to be a gallon sprayer, but a garden sprayer. And for every gallon of water, pour a half a cup of the premixed liquid in there. And then you can spray your garden. And when you get vegetables at the grocery store, we don't know where it's coming from anymore. So take them in and fix a pan of water and pour about a half a cup of clay in there. Put your vegetables in there, roll them and turn them and wash them in the clay water. Take them out, shake them off, and put them on a paper towel to dry. You may want to leave them in there 5 or 10 minutes, depending on the type of vegetable it is, just to pull off any radiation that might be on them. Plus pesticides, systemic pesticides. Right now, organic doesn't mean very much when there's radiation in the air. We just don't know what else is out there. So, let me go back over here and see on my board what's going on. If any people online would like to ask a question, you can either do it through your computer, or if you will punch *2, that lets me know, and if I click around long enough, I can open the line and you can come online with me and ask a question. So, calcium bentonite clay. All clays are different. Know your clays. Know your supplier. You know, I think the most important thing is that there's somebody you can talk to. If you buy online a cheap clay and there's no way to contact somebody, to me that's a red flag. I get calls all the time about play, and I'm always open to answering questions. So if anybody wants to talk to me personally, my personal phone number is 512-262-7187. I'll repeat that. 512-262-7187. And if you have the Living Clay book, in the back of the book is an 800 number that will, it's an 866 number that will reach me also. So, you need to have access to someone to know exactly how you mix their clay, because all clays have different mixing directions. You do want, for radiation, I would definitely recommend that you use a clay from the smectite family, which would be your bentonite, montmorillonite. These clays adsorb and absorb, so they're stronger, they have more capacity for holding the toxins than other clays that are considered immature clays, like your kaolins or your ileites, or the chlorite clays. There are seven families of clays, and your bentonites are the only ones that adsorb and absorb, so that's very important. Taking clay baths, washing your fruits and vegetables, your dogs, if you're concerned about your pets, if they're outside, take that gallon sprayer and hose them down. Take a little clay and rub it in their hair and coat and then hose them off. You might want to go out and spray your lawns, your flower beds, anything like that, your porches, anywhere around your house that could attach, the radiation could attach to, go out and spray it. I just don't know if the government always tells us what we need to know or what they think we need to know so we won't panic. And I think everybody else is sort of along that same line of thinking. So it won't hurt to take a clay bath. It won't hurt to go ahead and start drinking clay. It won't hurt to get in your shower and strip down and scrub off. It won't hurt to pour a fourth of a cup of clay into your laundry in case you think your clothes may be exposed to radiation. It just doesn't hurt to be on the safe side. Now, all this being said about taking the clay, when you get the clay, there's directions for mixing. The directions I give are for the Living Clay brand. It doesn't necessarily apply to all clays. So get the mixing directions from the type of clay you're choosing to buy and go by their mixing directions. I like to mix the liquid clay up in a large container rather than having to take a tablespoon of dry clay or a teaspoon and put it in water and stir it and have to wait for it to absorb the water and expand. And stirring it takes a long time. Some people put their spoonful in at night and leave the glass of water and drink it the next morning and, you know, alternate glasses. So you have glasses sitting around with clay in them all the time. Why not go ahead and mix up a bottle of clay? And for the Living Clay, the ratio was 1 quart clay to 8 quarts water to make a thick liquid. And this is a kind of a concentrated dose, so you don't have to drink all 8 ounces. You can just drink 1 to 2 ounces, maybe 3 ounces, depending on what you're dealing with. I have a lady that called the other day, and she had mixed up 32 ounces and said she was drinking half of it each day. And I said, honey, that's 15 ounces of clay. I don't really think you need that much. I suspect most of it was just going through her. But, you know, it's not going to hurt you. You'd have to take 25% of your body weight to overdose on clay. And the rule of thumb is if you're not getting the results you want, you need to take more clay. Now, I've had many people that with just drinking the clay, their arthritis went away. I was with some friends this weekend in Arkansas, and they make clay pottery, and they just heard about the Living Clay book and read it, and they didn't know that clay had this property. And, of course, potting clay is different from the clay for alternative health. But she had, holding these bowls and molding them, she had gotten arthritis in her thumb, and it just kind of stayed swollen all the time, and it hurt all the time. And so she got the clay and packed it on her thumb and did one application for a couple hours, and the pain went away. And she said the next morning she could see the bones in her thumb. The swelling and inflammation had been such that, you know, all she saw was a fat thumb. She couldn't really see her bones. And she was amazed that one application relieved it. This is how quick clay works, people. It works so quick, sometimes you don't realize it's already worked because your pain goes away and you forget you had a pain. Now, what kind of a problem is that to have? I'd love it. Just be aware that when you use it, you'll start noticing not only the benefit of why you're using it, but you'll probably find additional benefits as well. When the body is cleansed and in a state of balance and your pH is balanced, a lot of things will start working right in your body. And that's the benefit of clay. Clay is a catalyst that works with the body to heal itself. It's oftentimes the body has enzymes that it sends to the clay to convert things to get what it needs. I'm still fascinated by the story of the shrimp, these Nagaria shrimp that lived in pools of clay water in France. And there was nothing else for them to eat. And the biologist said there is no way they can live in that because there's no nutrition in clay. It has no caloric value. It has no glycemic index, no calories. So they took them out and tried to feed them, and the shrimp died, but they'd put them back and they would thrive. And they determined the shrimp had enzymes that would take what it needs from the clay to make peptide change and then convert the peptide change into protein for their bodies. And so they survived very well. It's called biotransmutation, and we don't understand a whole lot about it, but there are a lot of things the clay does. I can't figure out how it does. How does it enhance your bone density? How does it help enrich your blood when it's not absorbed into the bloodstream? We have an article written by people who do the live blood studies. They take a sample of your blood and they can see how clean your blood is, if it's acidic and if the blood cells are all clumped together, this is not a good sign. They should be off by themselves. And after 6 weeks on clay, and of course they also recommend supplements and good eating practices, but then they take the sample under a high-powered microscope again, the debris, the trashy debris that represents acidity in the blood is gone. And here you have these beautiful big round cells all floating out there by themselves with this little golden glow around them, and they're not touching, overlapping. They're doing what they should be. So can clay stop anemia? Yes, even though it's not absorbed into the bloodstream. There you have it. It can do a lot of things. We can't understand how it works and does. Scientists are still trying to figure it out. It's a network that works with the body. And so the body can take what it needs. It's very selective. And that way it's very safe for us. There are three dominant ways to use clay. You can drink the clay internally, which I have done daily for years. Some days I drink more than other days. Some days I kick it up for about a week, and then I go back to kind of a maintenance level. I like to take it in the morning, in the evening, and sometime in the middle of the day. If I know I'm going to go eat something like brisket that's got a lot of fat, or go with my grandson for pizza, or go eat Italian food with the rich buttery dressings, I will drink some clay before and after I get back. And I've noticed when I cook with it and there's grease standing, if I put clay into a gravy, the grease goes away. It happened on my chili with extra lean ground meat. I still had grease floating on top. So I poured a fourth of a cup of clay into this pot of chili, and the grease just disappeared before my eyes. It just all went into a rich chili gravy. And I thought, that's how it's working on cholesterol. It's capturing the bad grease. So just another little tip on how clay works. So you want to take it internally, and you want to do it for a period of time to get rid of the parasites. It's going to cleanse your lower colon. some people may experience constipation. It is not caused by the clay. When clay is fully hydrated, it's very slippery. If you've ever gotten any on the bottom of your feet and tried to walk on linoleum, you'll know what I mean. It's slippery when wet. So it's not going to dry out inside. There's moisture in you. It's going to keep the clay wet. Now, when it gets to the lower colon, it starts pulling out, and I hate to tell you this, but we have 5 to 10 pounds, sometimes more than that, of old, dried out, putrefied, stagnant fecal matter lodged in the crevices of the colon. And what the clay does is pull it out and throws it into the canal to be eliminated. Well, this stuff is dry, it's hard, and it does cause constipation. So if you start experiencing that, take whatever you need to keep your janitorial services running and get this flushed out. There's a smooth move tea. You can take magnesium tablets. You don't have to take laxatives. There are a lot of natural remedies out there. You can go to natural remedies and Google them, natural laxative, and Google and find lots and lots of things besides Carter's Little Liver Pills. So take whatever you need to keep the process flowing. It's just a matter, I mean, it's showing you the clay is literally working. It's cleansing the colon. When this happens, and I think this is why people say they start, one of the first benefits they notice is more energy. They just have a surge in energy. It's not hyper, they just feel better. And what's happening is they are now able to absorb the nutrients from their vitamins and minerals through the colon wall. And this benefits the body, and you're getting more from what you're eating. So it's really helping all of us in our bodies just to drink a little clay every day and to get that stuff out of our colon. If you have any kind of irritable bowel syndrome, colon problems, stomach and gastric problems, acid reflux, drink some clay. It's like instant relief. So get some clay and drink it. I think we probably won more people over from two things, drinking the clay and noticing teenagers that their acne is clearing up. And also from drinking the clay from digestive problems and colon problems. Now, taking it, using it topically, here's where we talk about the cleansing clay mass. The cleansing clay mass is a recipe of one part clay to three parts water. Again, this is for the Living Clay brand. Now, if you're using another brand, they may mix, say, mix one part to one part. But the Living Clay brand, because of its uniqueness in minerals, has a capacity to swell slightly. So you can take one jar of clay. Remember this when you're buying the clay. What you spend for that one jar is going to make you three jars of hydrated clay, where what you spend for some other clays that may be cheaper will only make you one jar of the hydrated clay. So in the long run, you're getting more for your money. And you take that clay paste, you can put it on a bump that's coming on, a blister, a ball, a burn, a cut. I'm talking about a cut to the bump. If you're cut to the bone and bleeding profusely, grab the powder clay and pack it on there. It will stop the bleeding and just wrap it tight until you can, you know, get to where you can get some help with it. You want to stop the bleeding first. I think every EMS ought to have a supply of clay. I think every beach patrol needs clay for shark bites because the people bleed out. They bleed to death from the shark biting off a limb. Well, if they had clay there, it would stop it and keep the dirt out of the wound until they can get them to the hospital. So these are just some of my thoughts randomly coming up as we're talking today about uses for clay. A clay facial. If you've never had a facial, give yourself a facial on half your face. Just put a thin coat of clay on, let it dry. You'll feel it pulling and tightening. And when you wash it off, Notice the feel of the skin on the side that you had to play on compared to the others. Look closely in the mirror and notice the size of your skin pores. They'll be tighter, drawn together. Ladies, if you take a clay facial 3 times a week, your friends are going to ask you after a month or so if you've had Botox. Yes, it will tighten these pores. It will cleanse them. It gets the bacteria out. This is how it helps these kids with acne. They get bacteria down in the pores of their skin with excess oil. It's kind of a breeding ground, and these big bumps come up. Clay will reduce scar tissue, even acne scarring. If you've had acne scarring on your life, use the clay over the scars. It helps reduce the buildup of keloid scar tissue. I had a friend who had played basketball when she was young, and she had knee surgery and had these scars with this big ridge of white ridge of buildup keloid scar tissue. She started putting the clay on it, and it just went down smooth and flat. Putting clay on your arms for your elderly ladies that have age spots, watch them kind of lighten up. May not all go away, but it's amazing. Put a little clay on the back of one hand, let it dry, wash it off, make a fist, and compare the backs of your hands. And you will notice it's lighter. It gets rid of the dead cells when you wash it. It gets rid of the dead skin cells that are on top. And we are constantly replenishing our body with fresh skin cells. These dead ones get on the top layer, and we don't get them scrubbed off. And it just clogs up everything. And when you use the clay, it's a natural exfoliant, a very gentle natural exfoliant. And it gets rid of that, and it's just amazing. I'm going to go back over and check and see if we have any questions. Let me find my place here. No incoming questions. Okay, everybody's satisfied. How nice. Well, that means you get to listen to me. Actually, we've gone overboard a little while today. I didn't get to talk about clay baths, but if you've never had a clay bath, it's one of the most gracious things you can do for yourself. A cup of clay in your bath water and soak, and your body just totally relaxes. You sleep like a baby. It's heaven. And to take one is to love them. Now, you can also take them to detox from heavy metals. And it is known that the clay is strong enough to pull the heavy metals stored in the tissues of your body, lead, mercury, different things like that, to pull them out of the body through the pores of your skin. So you want to use a little more clay for that if you know you have heavy metals. And so we've touched lightly on clay. Again, I ask you, if you know anyone in the danger area of the fallout in the nuclear process, help educate them to calcium bentonite clay. This is something that we all need to know about for our emergency survival kits. Be sure you have some clay and water on hand for emergencies, and just know that your neighbor's not going to have any, so you may want to get a little extra for her, too. It's been a joy having you all on. I hope this has been a benefit to you. Thank you. Now, go play in some clay. Good day.